God, we thank you for today. We thank you for just the opportunity to be here. We thank you for the students that are represented this morning, the ones that are on stage and the ones that aren't, as we have quite a few in here. And God, I just pray that as we worship today, as we learn today, that as much as it is great to have students involved in doing things, our focus is you. Our focus is what you have for us this morning. Allow your spirit to draw us into your presence. And God, allow us to worship you this morning and give you the praise and the glory that you deserve. We thank you for our time together this morning, and we ask that you be in this place with us. We thank you and we love you. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful name is
You may be seated. As I said, it is Senior Sunday, and we are at the point where we are going to recognize our seniors for this Sunday. And so, as we've said, this senior class is pretty large, 11. And more than anything, we've had 11 seniors where a lot of them have taken huge leadership roles, not only in this church, but in our youth group and their communities. And so this is a very big group in more ways than one, just for the sake of the impact that they've had in their schools, the impact that they've had in this church building, in our youth group, just across the board. And so we're super, super excited to honor them. And so when I call you, if you will come forward, and then we will go, and you can come up first, and then I'll invite your families to come up and join you. And so first off, we have Isaac Acevedo. And so while Isaac is walking up, there's a couple things that most of them are getting. We typically give them a devotional and a Bible. And then also the Threads of the Heart Ministry, I believe starting last year, has also started making bookmarks for their Bibles. And so they're getting a stitched bookmark also from the church as well. Next, we have Josh Corrigan. Barrett Huffington. Daisy Smith. Nicholas Steele. Oh. My bad. I went out of order. I knew which were which. Brody Paris and Braxton Paris. And then Taylor Wood. Nick and Brody, if you don't mind, just to give a little more space, go that way. Go to that side. Because when I open the floodgates and say families come forward, we're going to need the space. So with that being said, yes, these are the seniors we're recognizing today. And like I said, this is the first couple of a total of 11, and we're excited to have them. But if the families of these seniors would come forward as well, we would like to have you up here when we ask Pastor Jeff to pray over them. And while they're going up, if there are any college seniors this year that are also graduating from college, we like to pray over you and include you in this process as well. So if there's anybody that is graduating from college, we would also encourage you to come up as well and be prayed over.
This is a really unique and special class for a lot of reasons. They're all wonderful students, but two of them. I'm cool now. I learned a youth phrase. They're OGs. Who knows what an OG is? A few of you. Originals. When their families joined the church when I was pastor, they didn't exist. And Taylor and Daisy here, and this is a what a wonderful group this whole group is. We what a blessing y'all have been to our church, and we want to pray a blessing as you go forward. So let's pray. Father, thank you for sharing these graduates with us. And I can't imagine how much you love them, because I love them. Lord, I just pray blessings on them as they take this next step in their walk with you and their next step in life, God. I pray as they go off to school or career or whatever their future holds, God, that you would bless them. You would go before them. You would make friendships for them. You would provide safety for them, physical, spiritual, emotional safety for them. God, again, just thank you so much for sharing them with us, what they mean to you, what they mean to our church, what they mean to each of these families. I pray, God, for these families that sometimes it's just hard. You watch a little child that it comes into the world and suddenly they're ready to spread their wings and take that next step and then pushed out of the nest. Maybe pushed, maybe they are eager to leave the nest. But Father, just pray blessings on these families. Again, we thank you, Jesus, that you go before them and with them. And we pray it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You want to do it here?
Yeah, the seniors.
If the graduates line up right here, I think they want to get a picture of y'all.
Almost, Isaac, almost.
All right, as these graduates make their way back to their seat, the children, I invite you to come forward. And we have a special children's message this morning, right?
Side. Okay. Oh, here they come. Oh, they're coming so fast. Well, good morning, everyone. How are we?
Good.
How was this week? Oh, no. We're not happy. Uh-oh. Aw. Anyway, so today I brought a turtle with me. Who likes turtles? I like turtles. What are some things we know about turtles? Yeah, they have a shell.
They're slow.
Aw. They're green. Yeah, some are green.
They're reptiles.
Yeah, they're reptiles. Yeah, so smart. Yeah, but my favorite part about turtles is their shell. But what is their shell used for?
Protection,
exactly. But so why do they need protection? Maybe dangerous animals or bad weather, right? And when there's danger around, they're going to hide in their shell. And did you know sea turtles, in their whole life, they travel thousands of miles, and if they didn't have their shell, they would not survive. But do we have protection?
Yes.
Yeah, we do have protection. Who protects us?
God.
God protects us. Yep, so when we're worried or scared, God gives us a hiding place. In the Bible, it says, "You are my hiding place, and you will protect me from the trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance." Psalms 32:7. So, like a turtle shell, God gives us protection when we are scared. And so next time we feel afraid, can we remember that God will protect us like a shell protects a turtle? And the Bible says he will protect us because he loves us. And can we ever lose his protection? No. And he loves us very much, right? Anyone have any questions about turtles? Yeah, they live in the ocean. Yeah, they have tails. That's so cool. Are y'all ready to pray?
Yes.
Awesome. God, thank you for loving us and keeping us safe. Just like a turtle has a shell to protect it, you protect us every day. When we're scared or worried, help us remember that you are always with us. Thank you for watching over us and taking care of us. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. Is everyone having a good morning? Well, I'm very thankful that you are here with us, that we get to worship together, and I am especially grateful that you get to witness all these amazing youth and seniors doing what they love, because they really are such leaders and such amazing young people that are going to go out and do amazing things, and so we're very thankful we get to share them with you this morning. And so with that, I thought this would be an amazing morning as the seniors are getting ready to do new things, and we are just so happy for them to give y'all an opportunity. The Bible says not only to bring your prayers and your sorrows to the Lord, but also your joys. And so I just want to give this moment, if anybody, I'm going to put y'all on the spot here, if anybody has a joy that they would like to share together this morning, please feel free to call it out, and I'll try to repeat them as we go. So just shout them out. Family. Our church family.
Great grandson.
Amazing. And granddaughters. And great grandparents. The youth praise team. A whole row of family. God's presence. What? Friends. Our pastor. Our youth. Canes, like the chicken? I am also thankful for Canes, yes. I agree. Yes. Good food. Thankful for laughter. New chapters in life. Any others this morning? All right. Friends. Yep. All right. Well, if y'all will bow your heads with me. Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us to this place this morning, just allowing us to have this church, this congregation, this family that we can celebrate the joys that you bring into our life, dear Lord. And I pray, as we always bring our sorrows and what is troubling us in this life to you, because you can handle anything, that we also remember to bring our joys to you, to give that over to you, so that we can have your peace in our life in those moments, dear Lord. And I just pray once again over these seniors, Lord, that as they move on to their next chapter in life, whatever that is, Lord, that you would just be there, they would feel your presence, and you would just fill them up with your joy and your courage and your confidence, Lord. I pray over the rest of this service that we just focus in on you and what you have to say to us, dear Lord, that we can be joyful and love each other and just be here in this moment together and not take that for granted, dear Lord, that you have amazing things in store for us. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
if y'all will rise with us if you can. I think the praise team is ready to lead us in some more worship.
I saw Satan fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover. But the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. I believe in signs and wonders. I have resurrection powers. Still the miracle that I just can't get over, my name is registered in heaven. My praise belongs to you forever. This is my testimony from death to life. Story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Put together sons and daughters, bought with blood and washed in water. The praises of the Spirit, Son, and Father, our God will finish what He started. Yes, our God will finish what He started. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. If I'm not dead, you're not done. Greater things are still to come. Oh, I believe. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. This is my testimony from death to life. 'Cause grace rewrote my story, I'll testify. By Jesus Christ the righteous, I'm justified. This is my testimony. This is my testimony. Thank you. come on my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a
So as I said, I'm not preaching, but I do have the honor of welcoming our speaker for today. But then also, I meant to mention this earlier. Someone in the early service was like, "You look like a proud dad up there," and I was like, "Well, I am." But also, I was like, "This is the first time, and I feel like I'm speaking to I'm feeling you, older generation," because when one of them was like, "Yeah, I was born in." That, I was like, I graduated high school that year. Oh, man. Okay, so yeah, I'm starting to feel it. But yes, it's an exciting, exciting morning. Lots of different people stepping up and doing awesome. Super proud of them. But also, with this, we have the opportunity. Like I said, Lily McClendon is going to come up and preach. And even though I did it in the early service, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to ask Lily to come forward, and I'm going to pray over her. Just as an opportunity to pray peace over her and just pray for the message that God has through her. And y'all are in for a treat. It was a great one this morning, so come on. God, I thank you for Lily. I thank you for her willingness and her desire to do this morning. Thank you for giving her a message. Thank you for putting something on her heart that's not only relevant to her, but can speak to all of us as well. We ask that your spirit be with her, give her patience, give her just boldness, and give her a confidence in what she says. And God, ultimately, as we've said all morning, our hope for this is that through her, you are glorified. So we pray that, and we ask all that in the only name we can, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Lillian. I am a sophomore at Wiley High School. I have attended church here since I was about 3 years old, and I am a Wiley Varsity Belle, returning my third year, so that's exciting. And also, Brent told me to talk about myself for like 5 minutes, and I really don't want to do that because I'm not good at that. So I just made a list of really random facts about myself. So the first one is I own 38 disco balls. I'm afraid of large bodies of water. I have 5 dogs. I have freckles in the shape of a check mark on my right arm. I was legally blind when I was younger. I had to wear eye patches, and they told me that I wasn't going to be able to drive, but I have a car, and I drive, so they were wrong. But lastly, I have a heart condition called a first-degree atrioventricular block, and it basically means that my heart is too small, so I'm like the Grinch. And now that you know very random information about me, let's get started. So, today I'm talking about peace and chaos because it's kind of like the beginning part of my testimony. One time in sixth grade on a Wednesday night, Brent asked us to stand in a line, high school through sixth grade, so it's everybody. And I do not like talking in front of people, which is really ironic right now, you know, because I'm, like, kind of talking in front of a lot of people. But he asked us to all stand in a line, and he said, "Who is God to you?" And I was like, oh, my gosh. And everybody was taking the generic answers, you know, like, my Savior, the ones that you would want to say to just make it quick and easy. So I had to have my gears turning and come up with something clever. So I said, peace in chaos. I had no idea what that meant. I just said it. And Brent said, good answer. Like it. And I was like, okay, sure. Don't know what it means, but okay. And that moment really, like, just stuck with me for ever, I guess, because it still stuck with me now. But it really just resonates with me because as I've grown in my relationship with the Lord, like, it's just, I have grown so much because of that phrase. I remind myself all the time that God is peace in chaos to me. Because my biological father didn't really have faith. So whenever I was still switching houses between my mom and my dad, I had to be accountable for my own faith. And that was really hard growing up because I was so young. But I gained a lot of knowledge in that, and like growing with the peace and chaos at the back of my mind really helped a lot of things. And yeah, like what I was saying, I didn't really understand it, but now I do because God is the calm in the storm for me. And then also with it being Senior Sunday, it's a very chaotic season of life for them because they're about to be on their own, and that's new and scary. And then just it's busy this time of year in general because if you're a student my age, you've got finals going on, school's ending, graduation's happening, and that's just a lot. But God is always there. Even when we're just running around lost in everything, everything's kind of a mess, God's always there. And he's just waiting patiently for us to remember. And then the world being so chaotic, it's just important to prioritize, like, really living through his peace because everything falls into place and we can breathe. So my first point is God wants to give us his peace. God loves us so much that he wants us to rest and be still with him, and he offers us peace so that we can feel his presence in everything. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord will be with all of you." He's the Lord of peace, so he wants to provide that for us. He wants us to be, like, aware that he's there for us and he can be the calm when we're really overwhelmed. And that's if you had a really good day or you had a really bad day. It's not selective. He's the peace. Because we have the Spirit within us, so we always have his peace. And we need to make the choice to recognize and acknowledge that so that we can apply it and show that fruit to everybody else. Because we can lead by his example, by being the peace in chaos. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." God is calling for us to come into his peace. when we get busy, we become lost and overwhelmed and exhausted and just kind of lose our drive to do everything. So when we surrender everything to him, we can truly just rest and be in stillness with him. God takes up our cross because he wants us to follow and come to him. And when we do, we can just like feel a physical release of everything that we're worried about. And then take just like a big deep breath and let everything go. And he's always waiting for that moment. For me personally, this week has been very exhausting. I've just actually completed the Bells Showcase, which took about a week of very long, very tiring rehearsals. And then I had to go home after that and do a lot of homework. I probably averaged about an hour and a half of sleep per night since Monday, because I've been going to bed at like 4 or 5 in the morning and waking up at 6:30. But I was okay because I knew that God was with me, because I kept his peace in mind throughout this whole experience. And I knew that he had a plan and a purpose for me to be doing everything that I was doing. I knew that I was where he wanted me to be. And even though I was stretched very thin, I still kept that peace in my heart and in my head so that I could push through. And with everything else on my plate, Brent asked me to do this sermon, and I was really scared because I was like, oh my gosh, that's like a lot. But I felt like an overwhelming like need to do it, because I just had no reason to say no. Because I just, when he asked me, I was kind of excited. Like, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, and that's, like, really scary, but okay. So, yeah, I knew that God was just going to bring me peace. And then my second point is we can't have true peace without God. Romans 8, 37 through 39 says, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." These verses are so powerful because they just explain in such detail how much love God has for us. There's nothing that we can do to separate or sever that love, because it's so powerful. And because of this verse, we know that, like, he's really with us. And we have that sense of peace because we know that he's not going to leave us if we mess up. So if you just make, like, a tiny mistake, or you make a big mistake and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to lose my mind, Jesus is there. He's not going anywhere. And that's really comforting because nobody's perfect. So since we're all just, we all mess up, it happens. And that is something that I struggle with personally because I'm a perfectionist and I really like to do everything right, but I can't. So it's really nice to come back to this verse and just have that there for me whenever I feel like I'm gonna lose it, because God is there. And like, we can just all rest easy in the fact that this peace is there. Nothing in your past, present, or future can affect God's love. And we can't bank on ourselves to get all the way to heaven, because we need Jesus to do that for us. It's not about what we do. It's about what he did for us. So having Jesus brings a wave of peace that's unreal. We know that no matter what season of life we're experiencing, that God will get us through it. He'll be with us through it if it's good, and he'll help us endure it if it's bad. Even if we feel like we're at like rock bottom, nothing worse could be going like on, God's fighting the battle with us. He's there, and he's walking right there, protecting us. And then the peace that we experience with that level of love is just, like, surreal, because it allows us to be still in our faith, even in the midst of a chaotic world. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I really like that verse just because he's talking about overcoming everything. There is nothing that Jesus isn't over. And even in the world, that's an absolute mess. And every day we face challenges that we just either are like, oh my gosh, that sucks so much, or like, I really don't know how I'm going to get through this. We can become frustrated and give up or just lose hope. For example, juggling a busy schedule, handling difficult friendships or family relationships, or entering a new chapter of life after graduation for our seniors. It can be easy to rest in the fact that God won the battle with whatever we're worried about. God has already overpowered whatever we doubt, whatever we fear, whatever monsters are in the closet. I don't know. It's like, every insecurity or fear creeping in, don't stand a chance because God has already beat it. And that peace allows us to be comforted even in the craziest of situations. And then my third point is the peace of Christ should rule in our hearts. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you are called to peace, and be thankful. The overwhelming peace that we receive from the Lord is incredible, and it should be a guiding factor in our hearts. Peace is something that we're called into, therefore we should recognize it, so our heart posture should be to where we can focus on the fact that we have God at our core. And even in super hectic parts of life, we know that he's within us, and we can just kind of take a deep breath, step back, and feel the physical release of everything that's happening, so that we can show the world Jesus through us. Rather than getting frustrated, because that's super easy to do, like, personally, when I'm overstimulated, I kind of get feisty. But it's just, sometimes you just need to, and then you're good, you know, because you remember Jesus is within me and I'm going to get through it. Because if we channel the peace into the world, it can calm the environment around us. Like one person in a room full of craziness, that's like, guys, it's okay. It could spread. And then it's just a ripple effect of calm. And that can show Jesus to people, which is really cool. Philippians 4:4-7 says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The verse begins with rejoice, which is a call to joy. And it was important enough to say twice, right? So joy is super important. And it's good to remember, because whenever we have the peace of God, it's easy to be joyful in times of struggle as well. And then he says, let your gentleness be evident. So that's another aspect of whenever you're in the middle of absolute insanity, right? If you recenter and just take that deep breath that you need with the Lord, you can channel out like kind gentleness, and then everybody can just see that there's something that you have that they might not. And then that can lead to questions being asked, like, how are you so calm right now? And then you can say, well, I have Jesus, and it's pretty cool. It's very, like, apparent in chaotic situations if you have peace or not. Because, like, have you ever noticed if it's super chaotic, there's the people that just, like, yell and scream and run around, and then there's the people that are just, like, standing there, like, you know? Like, that's the big difference that I'm talking about. And when we are, like, in exhaustion, or we're, like, just completely gone, with like being overwhelmed and just we're on our last brink, present your worries to God and he will lift the burdens from you. Because I struggle with anxiety relatively, and like whenever I get really overwhelmed with stuff, because like I said earlier, I'm a perfectionist, so if it's like a test or something, or maybe my friends or drill team performances coming up, I just think about it all day, worry about it, and then at night when I get home, I'm like, Jesus. And then I'll get in bed, get in my pajamas, and then I pray, and I listen to worship music, and then I cry a little bit, and then it's fine. But I wake up the next morning, and everything's okay. And then it says, with thanksgiving. So both of the scriptures that I stated said to be thankful. So I think we should really consider being thankful for the peace that God gives us, because it's so good. It is, like, beyond comprehension, because it's so amazing. The peace that transcends all understanding. So we, like, literally cannot comprehend how good God's peace is, because it's just, it doesn't make sense. Like, I've had friends that have lost parents already, some recently and some a few years ago, which is insane because we were like 12, and they have shown peace because of their foundation with the Lord. And it's honestly just so crazy to see, because there's like, your dad just died and you're okay. And it doesn't make sense, but you know that it's Jesus, because there's no other explanation. But also, behind the peace that we experience is our eternity, because God is promising us a future with that. So we just have our whole life ahead of us, and that's why we can be at peace with everything here, because we have an entire eternity with the Lord. And our hearts and our minds will be guarded by the Lord, and we will remain in his presence. Now, if you'll bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you've blessed us with, and thank you for letting us all be able to join here together this morning and just hear about you. Thank you for your peace, and just thank you that it is so, so good and so, so big that we can't even comprehend it, because you just recenter us, and you are the calm in the storm of what this life is. Thank you for being so wonderful. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you'll stand with us for the last song.
The more I seek you, the more
You go and tell somebody we are dismissed. What?
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set the example for us by being baptized himself, and he encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.